Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
beloved. Good music on Solar Record Radio. This Wednesday. What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? How you doing? This is Wardell Potts for Solar Records Radio, and we are moving and grooving on Indie Jazz Day on Solar Records Radio, and that was Brian Coberson, and that was called Secret Affairs. And so I pray that you guys are good and all is well wherever you are in the globe. You know, just let's just love on each other and take care of each other, as life can be difficult, as we can see when what's happening overseas, you know, so many people are fighting and, you know, for their life and their livelihood. Ukraine is just a testament to what people do, how evil we can be and how crazy we can be, how destructive we can be. And I want to call it self-destructive, because we're destroying ourselves from within, you know. And it's just really sad and disgusting to watch that happen. And then what happened yesterday here in Texas with those little babies that lost their life because of another young man had access to weapons of mass destruction and killed all those children. We're talking babies, elementary school, where my wife happens to work. And it's just really heartbreaking, because some of those teachers won't be coming home either. And it could have been my wife, you know, but they you know, it's sad that we are not protecting our children from these types of these types of people that just don't care, won't get help. We're not doing anything to help them either. And so, you know, we must move on, but it's hard to go on, go forward. We have to go forward. So maybe we won't move forward, but we have to go forward. It's you know, to leave our poor babies back as a memory, as opposed to watching them grow up and graduating from elementary school. They haven't even graduated from elementary school. Watching them graduate from high school, go to college, and make something of themselves, and graduate from college, and find a beautiful mate, and end up getting married, having children, if that's their will. None of those things will happen anymore, because we're not being responsible as a society to protect them. That's the bottom line. We can't keep blaming everything on mental illness, because obviously it is a mental illness problem, but we need to protect the children from the mental illness problem. That's all I'm asking. Protect our babies from the mental illness problem. What is happening, man? Why is it happening? Why do we allow this to go on? I don't know. If it's about money, I'm so sorry. That's disgusting. And whoever is doing it based on money and allowing it to continue to happen based on money, you are disgusting. You are a disgusting human being. And you don't deserve to be in a position to make decisions about this country or any other country. Go someplace. Wow. Anyway, guys, listen, my feelings are just tore up and I guess you could hear that. But I wanted to try to get away for a little bit, and I, you know, because it's all over the news everywhere I turn. So I decided, you know, we got to do the show. We must move forward. But our babies will always be there in our hearts. And we're so sorry for the loss of your loved ones. We're so sorry. I'm so sorry. Please forgive those, for they know not what they do. Thank you, Lord. We ask you to bless those people, those families, right where they are in their storm. We love you. All right, guys. So we're going to get going with this music here on Solar Records Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate that. Indie Jazz Day, where we play indie music from artists all around the world that can't get their music played on traditional radio. And then also our jazz artists who we love. Oh, my goodness. Oh, we love them. Much love to all the people around Solar that blesses us and take care of us. Greg, Astrid, Don Fleming, Phoenix, T. Meyer McCain. Thank you guys all for just being a great team, Solar team. And let's get going forward. And we want to thank the listeners for being the best part of our company. So with that being said, this is Wardell Potts Jr. I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's get going.
Like a beat of honey, all wrong, but I can't helping myself, tasting your taste in tiny sips, baby, you're like sugar on my lips. The summer we were so bad, and when it got hotter, so glad, should have known I couldn't resist, couldn't stop with just one kiss, baby, you're like sugar on my lips. When we're
man, sing it, girl. Oh, man, that is a Sharon Marie Klein. And you're like sugar on my lips. What a beautiful, beautiful song. What's up, Don Fleming? Are you in the house?
I am here. Don? What's going on, man?
Oh, man, nothing but the rent. Nothing but the rent. And, you know, just trying to stay optimistic. I was just sharing with the listeners before I played this last block. I was sharing with the listeners about, you know, the tragedy that happened with the kids here in Texas yesterday. And how disgusted I am with the leaders of the country that are not protecting our children. And I don't care what your political beliefs are, you know, what side of the table you're on. You should be on the side of children at the very least. And so there's no excuse. If power is more important to you than saving the lives of babies, then you definitely shouldn't be in that job. So it's just a frustrating, frustrating time for me. Also, my wife works in an elementary school here in Texas. So that could have been the school where she was, you know? Because that's not too far from me where that just happened. So that's it's so close. It doesn't matter. When you say close to home, children are children, and it doesn't matter. Look, yesterday I was really emotional about your childhood experience because you were a child. I cared about you as a child when you took me there, right? And here we are now, we've been lost. These kids will never graduate from elementary school. How crazy is that? That is so that's where I am, man. And so I'm trying to let the music kind of soften my heart and, you know, get rid of the do whatever it can to heal from within, because it's just ugly out here.
That's the beauty of music, man. Especially when, you know, you're playing a lot of that smooth jazz, it kind of gets you to this level of some sanity that you reach. And when you read about these things, it hurt me because it always went back to a tweet I saw about Sandy Hook, you know, Sandy Hook that happened, I think, 10 years ago, 2012. There was someone that tweeted and said, you know what, if there is no legislation after Sandy Hook, there was nothing done after Sandy Hook, we're not going to see anything done. And that's the sad part, because, you know, people are, we understand the Constitution, we understand, you know, all of these amendments and things like that. But when it comes to children, you know, you have to understand that, you know, what if it was your kids? And it always kills me that, you know, most of the most anti-government people have jobs in government and have socialized medicine for life, even after they're out of Congress or after they're out of the Senate. They get free. They get pretty much socialized health care, you know, and it just boggles my mind. The most anti-government people have jobs in the government and are supposed to be representative of the people. When that doesn't happen, that's one of the things that you have to get them up out of there. And, and it boggles my mind. Some regions of the country, you know, everyone has the right to vote whoever you want to vote. But when it comes to children, there's no partisanship in murdered babies or murdered children, you know? So, but anyway.
We have to find a way to get it on the ballot that people only can serve for so many years. Like the president only can serve for 8 years. Why can everyone else serve for until life takes them out? You know, that's ridiculous. Because it's obvious.
Oh, when they can retire, when they get ready.
Yeah, but they're not. Look how old they are. They're not even trying to retire. They're just trying to wait until their health tells them that they can't do it anymore, and then they retire. It's like, you know, they're like 99 years old. Get out of here. You should have been retired. So, you know, I think should be. So we got to somehow figure out how to get it on the ballot, because we know that they're not going to vote themselves out. So we as the people need to figure out a way to get it on the ballot so that we can say we are saying that you only can be here for 8 years, just like the president. And at the most 10. At the most 10. But I think why not 8, just like the president? So, I mean, why should you be able to be here longer than the president of the United States? So
makes a lot. I mean, it makes sense because you have one of the most corrupt senators that's been there since the 80s. You know, and again, you can talk about, you know, Democrat and Republicans. There's Democrats and Republicans that's been there too long.
Absolutely.
You have a senator from Kentucky. You have a senator from Kentucky who wants to be the majority leader, thinking that, okay, the Republicans may take the Senate in the midterms. He wants to be Senate majority leader. He's been there since 1984. I was 10 years old. And here's the crazy part about it. The young man who won the Democratic primary in Kentucky was born in 1984. As a matter of fact, he's challenging the other Republican incumbent, Rand Paul, Charles Booker. He was born in 1984. So for his whole lifetime, that was, you know, at least one of the two senators has been in the office since his birth. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, it's a lifetime. And I think that, you know, just hearing that kind of tells you, right? Because people get complacent. And after you're there for so long, you're not serving the people anymore. You're serving yourself. Because you feel like it's your country. This you own this. This is your, you've been there so long, you think it's yours. And you're gonna run it the way you wanna run. Your family.
Exactly.
No. We all make this family a family. And not just you as an individual. So but anyway, man, that's what's going on. And I don't want to burn the listeners out, you know, because this is music is supposed to be an escape. So let's go ahead on and do that.
Well,
and
let me say something to that, because here at the end of the day, yes, we play music. I think the beauty of what we do here at Solar Records Radio is we have, of course, we have gospel talk. We have, you know, of course, you have your show on Sundays. You have, you know, the This Is It, and you know, you have Phoenix chiming in on his wisdom. I think there's a versatility of thought. At the end of the day, we're human beings. We play music. We want you guys to escape just like the next person. But if there's something that you feel in your heart that you need to address and you have the platform to do that, then by all means, you know, I think.
Amen.
To me, I think when people have this mindset thinking that, you know, especially entertainment, you know, thinking that Wardell Potts Jr. and Dynasty don't know what's going on with you know, the marginalized people in this country, especially a lot of minorities, you know, and if you want, you need to say something, you know, and there's a lot of people who have no vested, that just happen to like the music, but has no vested interest in the communities that they talk, that you guys talk about. To me, they're not a fan to begin with, but that's just my opinion. You know, you got to take the good with the bad. You think about the demographic of people who love blues music now, which is ironic considering how blues was formed, how blues was made. And, you know, all of a sudden it's a surprise to some of these people when a lot of those blues artists address things that happen in their community, you know. So to me that's fair weatherism. I call it fair weather fans. Those fans, if they can take the good of your music, if they can like your music, I understand the escapism of it, but there are times where you feel the need, you need to address something, you got to get it off your chest, because to me it's therapeutic for yourself. And you never know who's listening. It may be therapeutic for them to hear that from you. So don't change your tune for people who have no vested interest in the preservation of your communities that you're supposed to serve. And that's all I got to say. I'm done.
Amen. Don doing his thing here on Soul Art Records Radio. That's why we love Don. And man, oh man, it's really important that we all show each other that we are all human and that we are not numb to what's happening in the world. No matter what the issues are, we are all affected by them one way or another. And we are entertainers,
totally.
But at the same time, we are human beings, and we have feelings too. And like I said, you know, that could have been in my wife's elementary school where she was at yesterday. And, you know, I mean, when I saw this, I think, what elementary school? I needed in Texas? All I can think about is my wife still alive? You know, so, it's like, what's going on? Where? You know, and I had to find out. And then once I found out, I had a sigh of relief for 2 seconds. But then right after that sigh of relief, knowing that it wasn't where my wife was, it was still my children. They were still God's children, which is I care about what God cares about and who God cares about. And those babies did not deserve to die. And so, you know, so I went right back into not feeling good again. And for the whole day until I fell asleep, I couldn't even look at the news anymore. I just had to cut it off because it was draining. It was hurting. And so that's why I said the music, thank God for music. It gives us time to, you know, we can be healed from the inside out with this music. And so I'm grateful that today is indie jazz because it's usually hump day, right? We call Wednesdays hump day because it's the middle of the week. And it can be very stressful. You've been through a lot already, and you just got a little bit further to go. So we're right in the middle here. So, you know, halfway done, guys. And so this year, I need this day. I need this day to be this day. And so it is. And so I want to enjoy it with you. And thank you, Don, for sharing your thoughts. And Greg's back in the house. What's up, old man? What's going on? Hey, what's happening, Eddie Johnson, my brother? Thank you so much for, you know, hanging out with us as you've been doing so much. And I want to give a shout out to Leon Silvers. The third was up, Lee. Also, I want to say happy birthday to my homegirl, Patty LaBelle. Happy, happy birthday, sweetheart. May God bless you. And thank you for blessing us and blessing the music industry with your gifts. We do appreciate you very much. Hopefully one day we can get Patty on here and we can chop it up with her because she has a story. Lord have mercy. That lady has, you're talking about long careers. Woo, man.
Man, I know she got some stories and she got some recipes because I'm about to get some of her recipes because, you know, she cooks. So
I know.
So I got to, we got to talk about some of that food.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, and we know, I know Astrid, she's been quiet because she's been doing her base. This is her baseball season. So she's out there doing that stuff. So we just, hopefully your team does well, Astrid, hopefully. And just be safe still. Keep your mask on and take care of yourself. Be safe. I mean, you know what? It's strange because I got a new phone yesterday. And so I got it the day before yesterday, but yesterday I was still trying to get it to work, right? And so then I went to the store to get I just moved something here. I went to the store and to get my phone to work, right? And so then the lady said, okay, so you want to have it so that, you know, you could have the FaceTime thing going? And I was like, yeah. And so then the store started doing the FaceTime thing, you know, trying to see, you know, take pictures of my face so my phone would know who I am just by looking at my face and I won't have to put my code in, right? And so this says, okay, move your face this way, move your face. And so I moved my face all those different ways. And then it says, okay, do you want to do a FaceTime with a mask? And I go, the first time I say yes, and it took too long. And so the second time,
right.
I said, no, I don't want to do the mask. I'm just hoping that we don't have to go back that way again. I'm so tired of COVID and the masks and people getting sick. I just pray that, you know, that the worst of that has already come and gone. Because, man, I'm just tired. I'm tired, dog. But anyway,
yeah.
So let's get back into the music. We got about an hour and 20 minutes left in the show. Much love to all you beautiful people. God bless you. And thank you so much for all your prayers. And thank you for loving Soul Art Records Radio and supporting us. We appreciate that very, very much. If you want to financially support us, please go to the Cash App, Soul Art Records Radio, and you can, or Wardell Potts Jr., and you can, which one is it, Don? Don is it? Don knows better than me. But go to the Cash App at Soul Art Records Radio or Wardell Potts Jr., and you could donate cash if you want. There he is. Don, which one is it? What's the Cash App again?
It's Wardell. Actually, it's Soul Art Records Radio, $ Soul Art Records Radio, all one big word.
Okay, awesome. Okay, guys, so feel free to, you know, to do that as we are trying our best to stay afloat here and keep this boat moving. And, you know, and so we appreciate y'all, and we love you, and thank you for everything that you do. All right, let's rock and roll here on Soul Art Records Radio. This is a brother out of the UK, Tony Morrell. Come on, Tony.
Not here with me.
you. true and pure love can be sad and cruel. This love's in the making for a lifetime. But if you're not so sure, then I'll reluctantly go. For love is a sacrifice to ponder.
That's our girl, Elise Gomez Taylor. Love is a sacrifice. Wow.
You had her on the show, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Several times. She's a good people. As a matter of fact, when I went to L.A., I met her at a restaurant. And and her and Chili Willy and another young man, a great producer, all showed up. And we hung out, had a nice little lunch at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Nice.
And that was right before our Silver Spoon reunion. You know, we had that reunion with Silver Spoon every time I go in town now. I used to just have it at my house, but now, you know, I'm so far away, so we when I come in town, we all get together. And, you know, some things never change. I've been organizing it from the beginning, so I guess they expect me to continue to organize it. So when I get there, I get there, and we do what we do. I just want to talk a little bit about the topic in regards to musicians, jazz musicians and their hand signs. That was brought up to me here in the chat. And so, you know, like for jazz musicians, we not just jazz musicians, but all musicians. We have a way of communicating to each other through hand signs on stage when we are performing live. Because the reason why that is because it's the people really dictate the temperature in the room. And what I mean by the temperature is like, do we keep going? They liking it so much. Do we keep going or do we end it? You know, and so they you know, because they're bored, you know. So when we look at you guys and we see if you're enjoying it, we could do our hand in like a circular motion. It just, you know, just keep going, keep going, keep going. Ride that groove, right? And so and so that's when the leader of the band is doing that, you know, because that's who's really dictating what's next. They just roll their hands, keep going. Don't go to the change yet. Hold on. Let's keep going. And we'll ride that groove. And then, yeah, but it's very subtle, you know, and it just depends on who, you know. Some people like to get the attention, like, hey, look, guys, I'm the one, look, watch, you know. But, you know, a lot of, like, I love those leaders that don't have to get the attention. They'll do it behind their back. You know, you won't even know they're doing it. They'd be rolling their hands behind their back to all the people behind them. They can see. And then, you know, and sometimes it's even a head gesture that will say, let's take it to the bridge. But we have these body languages. It's a form of communication on the stage. And it's a beautiful thing because we're in the moment and the music is just, it's going, it's driving, it is a machine, it is going, and we are all, see, this is the thing about music, live music, is that we're all depending on each other exclusively, intensely. We're very intense because everybody at this point, you know, whoever drops the ball can really cause the whole thing to fail, right? So we're all depending on each other. Please do your part. And especially the drummer. And I'm not saying that because I'm a drummer. I'm saying that because if the drums fail, it completely flips everything, you know, because the drums is the backbone, is the foundation of the groove. So can you imagine if the drums just stop? Like, what happened?
Right.
You know? So you got to, we have a lot of pressure on us, and as far as that is concerned, you know, guys, come on, keep on, do your part, keep it going. And so, but also, you know, like there is also the other hand signs that they'll you know, it'll be like when he opens up his hands, you know, flat, you know, put his hand up flat. That means, okay, you know, like, okay, let me do the fist. The fist means we're getting ready to stop. Okay, the fist means like they put it up in the air. That means, okay, we're getting ready to end the song, right? So a lot of people, they know that, okay, that's what we're about to do. And everybody go to that position that we are about to stop, and we all know what the ending is. And so that's what we do. Like I said, the circular motion means just to continue to go on, Now, take it to the bridge is kind of like they'll point up into the sky. Take it to the bridge. Take it to point up to the. Let's go. Let's take it to the bridge. You know, and so there's a lot of stuff. And then some people have their, you know, some individuals will create their own thing within their own community, and you know, it's like a language, right? And so it's a hand sign language. So I hope I answered, you know, you guys' questions in regards to the hand signs. It's one of those like, whoa, right now, right here and right now, spontaneous, and it's good to have that. It's great to have that. Let me see. How would these signs affect you as a jazz drummer? So as a jazz, how it affects me as a jazz drummer, it doesn't matter if it's jazz or R&B or pop, dance music. My eyes are always on whoever is driving the ship, whoever the leader is, you know, and sometimes I have that opportunity to be the leader, and I'm the one that's dictating, here we go, this, that. And so it's but it's just family communication. We just loving on each other and trusting each other in the heat of the moment. Do most jazz musicians prefer studio or live? Jazz musicians prefer live, I believe. The studio part is really good because whatever you did will be forever, right? So whatever you do will be forever. I mean, but it's a lot of detail. It's so much detail when you're recording as opposed to live. When you're live, you just put it out there, and whatever, you know, there's no stopping. Your mistakes and everything goes. Everything stays, but when you're in the studio, it only stays. If it lays, it stays, like the great Leon Silvers would say. If it lays, it stays. And so, you know, but for the most part, if it don't lay, okay, let's go back and do it again. Okay, let's go back and do it again. And that could be very tedious and very difficult. And it could be challenging on your ego too. So please leave your ego outside. Don't bring your ego into the studio. Because just something just happened. But your ego could get in the way. And so, especially if someone else is leading, definitely leave your ego outside. I think that there's no place for ego in the studio or on stage. Because, you know, in the studio, it's not about you, buddy. It's about this record. And on the stage, it's not about you. It's about the leader, whoever's leading this. Our job is support the leading. And then ultimately, if you really focus and you do your best and everybody's doing their best, we all come out as winners. But when you get up there, I tell you, it's a terrible thing to have a defiant person on your team. You know, someone that's just defiant, always like, always looking the other way, or, you know, not paying attention, you know, got an ego issue. You know, you can't do that. You just can't. When it comes to music, you just can't do it. So I think that to answer the question, I think we musicians love live because we can completely just go and not worry about the producer going, okay, one more time. Stop. That ain't getting it. At this point, the producer would be the leader in the band at that point, and we're all just having a really good time. We're all just giving it our all, and the producer or the leader of the band at that point already trusts all the musicians that are up there, or they wouldn't be there. And so then it's like, okay, here it is, guys. I trust you. Let's do it. And the people are confirming to the leader, great job, because this is good. This is really good. And it makes everybody feel good. And the adrenaline that happens from when you're performing is absolutely amazing. It's because that adrenaline is driving you, and it's making you think, "Oh man, this is good." And can it get any better? Can we lock it any better? Can we make it? You know? And you're always trying to be better and better, and it just makes the music better and better. And the people are happier and happier. Therefore, the owner of the club or wherever you are is extremely happy, because he knows the next time when he needs a band, he's calling you, because you know how to please his people. So, it goes all the way around. But ultimately, the people, the listeners, the ones that come out and support, they are the leaders, because they're the ones that are saying if it's good or if it's not. That's kind of strange, but that's what it is. If they go, "Oh, no, this sucks," then it's over. You won't get a call again. Because the owner of the facility have to make sure that he get people in there so he can make money, so he can keep the place open. So it's a lot of responsibility that happens for a lot of people whenever, you know, you put a gig together. There's a lot going on there. Anyway, so that's my answer. All right, so...
Well, hey... It's all
Don,
good.
You got this
good.
Next block. I think you got the next block, Don.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I got you covered, brother. Well, you know what? It is about 53 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in every Wednesday. It's all about indie music and jazz music. So to mix it up, he's giving me this platform to do this whole block of songs that I think that fits the criteria. What you think? What you think, Wardell?
Yes, sir.
You know what? Let's go ahead and start. I appreciate it. Well, let's go ahead and start this block off, man. I want to take one of my favorite songs, very smooth, jazzy R&B from 1979. It's from the Sisters album. See if you guys remember this. This is one of my all-time favorites. The name of the song is called Morning Sunrise. It's from Weldon Irvine. You guys keep it locked right here. It's Indie Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio.
To me, kissing the sky.
listening to Solar Records Radio. Had to take you back, 1981 music from Pieces of a Dream. Of course, that is Warm Weather. Before that, 1977, classic jazz and funk from Mr. Ronnie Law's Friends and Strangers. And, of course, started off the block from the Sisters album from 1979, Mr. Weldon Irvine, Morning Sunrise. What a beautiful song, man. And again, I want to thank Wardell for giving the opportunity to do this block. Indie Jazz Wednesday, every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, playing a lot of great, of course, music from independent artists, whether it's soul or funk, whatever, and a little jazz music, you know, and of course, Wardell's, you know, roots are jazz roots. So it's only fair, you know, for him being a drummer, having that jazz roots and have a collection of just all this great jazz music. So I'm going in his stash, and I'm looking at a lot of this Chick Corea, just a lot of great music that he has in his little repertoire here. So I'm a student. He's the teacher. So we got about another 39 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for donating to the show. Of course, we have a Cash App, Solar Records Radio. Well, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. Again, we keeping the lights on for us, man. We love to hear from you guys. And again, thank you so much for tuning in and donating to the show. Wardell, man, get a chance to hear that Pieces of a Dream. What you think?
I love it. I mean, you know, like I said, Don, you know, I love the music you play, man. And you do it well, my brother. So thank you.
Well, I'm going to call an audible. I appreciate it. I'm going to call an audible because I want to start off the block with a song. And then, of course, you got the rest of the block. Because I wanted to touch on these artists. I'm a big fan. And again, beautiful music transcends race, transcends color. One of my favorite artists right now is a group called Moonchild. And Moonchild, of course, they're this neo soul group, and I mean, it's they're white. I'm just gonna keep it real. They're white, but they are amazing. And I want to play this song, brand new music from them. Of course, I've played it before, but I want you guys to check it out. The name of the song is called "You Got One," featuring Miss Alex Isley, who is the daughter of Ernie Isley. Of course, again, this is called "You Got One." You guys keep it locked right here. It's Indie Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio.
Don't you know you got me too? the miracle.
I'm crying, baby.
my homeboy right there, Stanley Clark, out of the city of Philadelphia. And that's called East River Drive. And I grew up around the corner from East River Drive. And not literally, but figuratively speaking, it would take me probably about 5 minutes to get there in the car. On my bicycle, it'd take me about 15 minutes to get there. So, I mean, it's just so close. And so East River Drive is an amazing place for a lot of us. A lot was going on there. But anyway, Don?
Yes. Well, first of all, how far is that from, Fairmont Park? How far is that?
Well, East River Drive goes through Fairmont Park. So it goes right. Yeah. So Fairmont Park is humongous. Yeah. And so East River Drive is just, it comes right through all the way through the city, the middle of Century City, downtown Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so,
nice. Mm-hmm. Nice, man. I got a chance to see when I was on, if I'm not mistaken, Broad Street. And, you know, Philly International is on Broad Street. And I got a chance to see that. And you know, Philadelphia is just an amazing town. And every time I, you know, get a chance to go see the Eagles or whatever, I'm just visiting. I'm just walking around Center City and just enjoying the beauty of Philadelphia, man. What a great city. What an amazing city.
Wow.
You should.
Betsy Ross, you know, over there with the flag, the designer of the American flag. She has a wonderful thing there. Her home is there. And then also you have the Liberty Bell there.
Uh-huh.
Also, you have Philadelphia cheesesteaks. And hoagies there, of course. That's what they're really famous for, right? The cheesesteaks. They're famous for that. And so and so many amazing musicians that came out of Philadelphia. And so, so the Stylistics, you got Blue Magic, you got Boys to Men, you got the OJs. You got Teddy Pendergrass. Oh my God,
the Jones Girls.
On. And Patti LaBelle. I mean, you know, it's
speaking
so much.
Speaking of Patti, is her birthday was yesterday or is it today?
Today.
She had a birthday. Today is Patti LaBelle's birthday, man. What a cool man. I know.
Sorry.
Well, man, you know what? Refresh your counter. But I think we got some music for Patti, you know, because we're celebrating today is her birthday. She is a Philly bred, you know, and hopefully we can get her on the show. You never know, 2022, you know, it's going to be a great year, and you know, and if we get Patti LaBelle on, oh yeah, I'm about to get some recipes on that pie, you know. But just a lot of great music came from Philadelphia, and again, getting a chance to see Philly International Records. I had heard it burned down or it had a fire. I didn't see it, you know, at the time. I don't know if it was before or after I saw it, but you know, it's just a lot of history in that city, man. And, you know, and we were talking about, and I don't want to get too sad. I don't want to get too melancholy on it. But Philadelphia, if you guys remember back in, you know, we were talking about, of course, losing those kids and a couple of those teachers down there in Texas, man. And it's just something that bothered me. I thought about Philly and I thought about what the mayor at the time, 36 years ago, when he dropped a bomb in a neighborhood, I think there was an organization called Move, and, you know, there were complaints about, you know, they were living, you know, they're trying to live within the realms of nature, and I think it became a hazard or whatever excuse they made. But the mayor at the time basically, like, dropped bombs in that neighborhood, and it was just, you know, I don't know, man. It hurts to think what we're capable of doing to our own citizens, man. You know, but it's just something to think about. Go ahead.
Especially, you got a police department that's dropping bombs. Are you kidding me? What is wrong with them? Man, but that was a little cuckoo. I was living there. I was a little kid, so. That is just really crazy. I don't get
it. Yeah, you were a kid under, at the time, what, Frank Rizzo was the police commissioner at the time. So, yeah, he was something, man. They called him the North Bull Connor, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, we got about 15 minutes left of the show. Again, happy birthday to Patti LaBelle. And I got to say this. I want to say rest in peace to Bernard Wright, man. I was a big Bernard Wright. You guys here, you know, for those who are familiar with the show, with my show on Monday and Thursday, I love Who Do You Love. I play that. But anyway, rest in peace to that brother. Just an amazing 58 years old. Just an amazing artist. I think he was 17 when his first album came out, Nard. And I want to play a song from that album, but I'll go ahead and give the keys to Wardell. I know you got something to say before you go ahead and go into some Patti LaBelle.
Okay. I have to say that I appreciate all you guys, and I love all you guys, and I thank you for your prayer and your blessings for the families that lost their children, and I'm gonna say thanks, and thanks to you, Don, for doing what you do for the show. Appreciate you very much. Thanks to Greg for the same exact thing, and guys, Don, I can't find that song, so will you be able to? Want to say happy birthday to Patti LaBelle, and so we're gonna play one of her songs as a tribute to her as well in closing. You guys all have a blessed and beautiful rest of your evening, and thanks for making Solar Records Radio one of your choice stations to listen to. We appreciate that. So, Don, you got it.
Well, you know, hey, happy birthday, Patti LaBelle. Let's take it back. One of her signature songs, one of many. You guys know this one. This is called If Only You Knew. Keep it locked right here. Indie Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio.
Memorize. Better to be
closing out on Indie Jazz Wednesday, of course, that is the late, great Bernard Wright. Of course, we lost him over the weekend last week. Of course, rest in peace from his debut album, Nard, 17 years old. That is Music is the Key. And, of course, again, happy birthday to the lovely Miss Patti LaBelle, of course. If Only You Knew, from 1983. Got about another 3 minutes left. Again, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for donating to the show. Make sure you catch us tomorrow. Triple Play. We got Throwback Thursday, 3 to 5. Jan Wardell, Potts, and myself. Of course, I call it the afternoon drive. And then from 8 to 10 p.m., you have moi and Wardell Potts Jr. Of course, Throwback Thursday night. And, of course, at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we got an archive show of Goldie Mac. Of course, it's Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack. So make sure you guys tune in tomorrow. Not one, not two, but three shows. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you for letting me be a part of your Wednesday afternoon, playing some great music, indie music, jazz music. It's all good. Well, man, I'm going to go ahead and close it out, man. I'll give you some classic Boney James from 2001. Of course, this is from the album Ride, featuring Dave Hollister. It's called Something Inside. Don Fleming and Wardell Potts Jr. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe Wednesday. Good night, guys.
Didn't feel so right up, and it's nothing I can explain. All I know, it's not the same. I don't wanna let you go, so baby, just let me know. I be so blind. I can't.